Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Our Great Detectives of Old Time Radio t-shirt campaign continues. You can pick up your t-shirt at t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. You can pick it up in the regular t-shirt. We also have the women's slim fit tee, hoodies, youth t-shirts. Just go to t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. The deadline on that is July the 4th, so pick up your copy today. All right, well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date on this one is July 9th, 1947, and this one is The Harmonica Man Murder.
I could listen to that all night, Henry.
Like, huh? Sal, you play too easy. I've been playing this thing all evening.
Well, play it some more.
Well, a little.
Ah, that's wonderful. Not too loud, Henry. The neighbors, you know. Yeah, that's better. You should be able to get a job in a nice spot easy the way you play. I bet you'll find a job tomorrow.
Well, I tramped all over town today, and it was nothing doing.
Well, you didn't expect to ring the bell your first day in town, did you, darling?
Yeah, I'd better ring it soon. I'm low on dough.
I'll lend you some. Excuse me?
Yeah,
Hello?
Sal, this is Bill.
What do you want?
Not what you think.
No?
You toss me out of your life, I'm not going to bounce back. I want...
You want what?
Do I hear a harmonica?
Well, it's not the Boston Symphony.
That guy Henry Peterson's with you, huh? The guy you told me was coming to town.
Uh-huh, and there's nothing you can do about it either.
Oh, no?
No.
When I get through with that joker, he won't be playing a harmonica. He'll be strumming a harp.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Will you put down that harmonica and listen to me?
You don't have anything to say. I don't go with a gal who still has a boyfriend. I heard that phone conversation just now.
Bill's nothing to me anymore.
You're something to him.
Henry, you're going to stay here whether you like it or not.
Well, I don't like it, and I'm not staying.
You have to. I gave up Bill for you. The day I got your letter about coming here to live, I told Bill it was all off.
Well, it's all off with us, too. I know Bill Foster's repping his record, and I don't want to be the reason the cops are looking for him for murder.
Henry, if you walk out on me, I'll kill you.
What a choice. If I stay, Bill will kill me. If I leave, you kill me. I'll take a chance you won't. So long, Sal. Be a good gal.
I'm warning you. You leave and I'll use this on you.
Oh, the gal has a gun. My mother never told me which way to duck in a case like this, so I think I'll just duck out.
Well, think again, music man. I gave up an awful lot for you. Bill loves me and Bill's rich. And I turned him down for you, and now that I did, I'm keeping you.
Forget it, will you? You and I were a quick thing that just isn't anymore. Go on back to Bill. I'll go back where I came from. So long.
Henry, if you walk out on me, I...
said so long, Sal. Oh, yeah. Here. Here's a little thing to remember me by. You shouldn't have done that, Sal. That hurt.
Should have done more than that. Should have killed you. Why don't you fall? Why don't you die?
Give me that gun. You don't want the gun anymore. Give it to me.
What are you going
to
do?
What I started out to do. Walk out on you. But I'm taking the gun with me. I'm shot bad, but I said I was going out of here. And I meant what I said. Who's that? Me, Bill. Who's me? Turn on the lights and see. This is your apartment. Turn them on. Who are you?
I'm Henry Peterson.
Yeah.
What's left of me anyway?
Hey, what's the matter with you? What are you... Hey, you've been shot.
Yeah, nicely, too. I held on just about as long as I could. Just long enough to make it here.
Oh, you idiot. What are you trying to do to me? What's the idea of coming here?
I just wanted you to know who did the job. Your pal, Sal.
Sal?
She's a good shot.
This is the gun she used. Oh, well, you're dying, you jerk. Now get out of here. I've got a record. If you die here, the police will never believe I didn't kill you. Now don't frame me, kid. Go on, get out.
I'm sorry, Bill. Just don't think I got the time.
Answer the door, Mary.
Oh, Blackie, are you getting lazy?
No, I'm getting this letter finished.
No, I'm getting impatient. Yes?
Is Boston Blackie in?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm Sally Rogers. I'd like to speak to him, please.
Yeah, come on in.
Thank you. You're Miss Wesley, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. How'd you know?
I've seen your picture in the papers with Blackie.
Oh. Blackie, there's someone here to see you.
See me?
Mm-hmm. A very pretty girl.
Very pretty girl? You said someone, Mary?
Blackie, this is Sally Rogers. And something tells me she's in trouble.
Are you Miss Rogers?
No, I'm not Blackie, but I'm afraid Henry Peterson is.
Who's Henry Peterson?
He's a friend of mine. He's a professional harmonica player. When he left me last night, he said he'd be back this morning, and I haven't heard from him all day. I'm afraid something's happened to him.
What, for instance?
Well, I was engaged to Bill Foster before I met Henry. Henry was going to see Bill when he left me.
In other words, Bill Foster's happened to him, huh?
Well...
That guy shouldn't happen to anyone.
Are you talking about Bill Foster, the racketeer, Miss Rogers?
Yes, Miss Wesley, I am. And Bill threatened to do something terrible to Henry. Blackie, will you help me find him?
Your boyfriend has been missing less than 24 hours, Miss Rogers. I don't think there's anything to worry about, but if there is, why don't you go to the police?
No, I'm afraid to because of Bill. He may be watching me.
Go to the police, Miss Rogers. And if you're afraid of Foster, ask them to protect you. The police would love to pin a rap on Bill Foster. They'll give you plenty of help.
Well, if you think I should...
I know you should. And if you're not satisfied with what the police accomplish, come and see me again.
Thanks, Blackie. I'll do that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
Well, you certainly got rid of her in a hurry, Blackie. What's the matter? Isn't she your type?
I help people who need help, Mary, and she doesn't.
Well, you seem very sure. I thought she was terribly upset. And if it was... Hey!
Good night. What was that?
Gee, someone's in the hall just screamed, as if you didn't know.
Come on, let's go and see.
Oh, Blackie, I have an awful feeling.
Mary, it's not a feeling anymore. It's a fact. Look there on the floor, near the elevator.
That's Sally Rogers. What a nasty gash on her head.
We'll take her into my apartment, and you can do whatever nurses are supposed to do in cases like this, while I have Faraday grab Bill Foster, which is what I do in cases like this.
Foster, what did you do with Henry Peterson?
Let me handle this, Faraday. Foster, where did you hide Peterson's body?
Blackie, I've never even seen the guy in my life. How many times do I have to tell you?
We don't want to hear you say that again, Foster. We want the truth.
I'm telling the truth. Didn't even know the guy was in town till I called Sal and heard him playing a harmonica.
Miss Rogers told Blackie you threatened to kill him.
Sure, Inspector. Sure I did, but I was just kidding.
Some sense of humor. You slug Miss Rogers outside my apartment, but first you kill Henry Peterson. You did kill Peterson, didn't you?
Come in.
Inspector Faraday?
Yeah, Blaine?
Inspector, there's a man out here who wants to see you.
Well, who cares? I'm trying to get this guy here to admit he killed Henry Peterson.
But the man outside is Henry Peterson.
Henry Peterson?
And I killed the guy, huh?
Yes, you... Send him in here, Blaine.
Yes, sir, right away. Come in here, Peterson. The inspector will see you.
Well, I think you're about through with me, aren't you, Inspector?
Sit down, Foster.
I have a hunch there's
Inspector,
a lot...
Inspector, this is Henry Peterson.
Come in, Peterson.
Thanks, Inspector. What an entrance. What an audience. I understand you think I'm dead.
I had reason to believe you were. That'll be all, Blaine.
Yes, Inspector, sure.
Do you know this man, Peterson?
This one here? Yes, by reputation only. He's Bill Forster, isn't he? I know him all. I understand he's supposed to kill me. Whatever gave anybody that idea?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, Henry, but I'm glad you showed up before these guys beat a confession out of me.
I'd be here.
Peterson, I understand you're new in town.
Yeah, just got here yesterday. Came in yesterday.
Is there anyone in town who can identify you, that is, besides Sally Rogers?
Well, let's see now. No, I don't think so. I haven't seen anyone else. I have my driver's license right here in my wallet. I'll show you that.
You look at it, Faraday. Peterson, I understand you play the harmonica.
Yes, how'd you know? Sure, I play it.
Miss Rogers told me. You don't by any chance have a harmonica with you, do you?
Yes, certainly. I always carry one right here, sure.
But can you play one?
Shall I play what you want or what I want?
Anything.
Well, I don't know that. But how about this?
Well, Blackie, what happens now?
I don't know. Only I don't feel too badly, because I guarantee you don't know either.
That's enough of the harmonica, Peterson. Here's your wallet back.
Little number I wrote myself, okay?
Well, Faraday, do I go now?
Yeah, Foster, you can go.
Now, wait a minute, Faraday. Keep Foster under guard until we've made one more test.
What more do we need to believe this guy is Peterson? His driver's license says he is. He plays the harmonica the way he's supposed to.
Right.
But he ran out on Sally Rogers the way he wasn't supposed to. Let's take Peterson up to my apartment to see Miss Rogers and see what name she calls him. Mary, how's Miss Rogers? Is she all right?
Oh, yes, Blackie. Well, the cut on her head wasn't as bad as it looked. She's lying down in the bedroom. She has an awful headache.
And I'm going to have one. This guy here isn't Peterson.
I'm who I say I am. You take me to the South. You'll prove it. Yes,
okay, sir. Okay. Let's stop this nonsense. Come on, Faraday. Bring him into the bedroom. I'll show you I'm right.
Come on, Peterson. I'm right with you. Right in back.
Miss Rogers, are you awake?
What? Oh. Oh, Blackie, hello.
Miss Rogers, I'm Inspector Faraday of the police.
Hello.
This man says he's Henry Peterson.
Oh. Hello, Henry. Where have you been?
Sal, baby.
Is this Henry Peterson, Miss Rogers?
Of course. Henry, what happened to you?
Blackie, I don't know why you're standing there with your mouth open. Except maybe it's because this case is closed.
Hello?
Bill?
Yeah.
This is Sal. They let you out of jail at last, didn't they?
Couldn't hold me, Sal, not when I hadn't done anything wrong. You recovered enough from that smack on the head I gave you to go home, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that ought to teach you to keep Blackie out of this.
Bill, what'd you do with Henry?
Never mind what I did with him.
You did something, I know that.
Huh. You think so?
I know so. I followed him after he left my apartment. I saw him go to yours. Where is he now?
Some place where he won't do either of us any harm. That bullet of yours finished him, sweetheart.
Dead?
Sure. Only if I were you, I'd keep quiet about it.
Why? What do I have to be afraid of? He died in your house. And the police will always take my word against yours.
Now, look, you. It's because you didn't shoot the guy where you dropped dead right away. I almost got loused up. Now, you keep your mouth shut, or I'll have it closed permanently.
You know, I'm pretty sure you would. When they brought your friend to see me at Blackie's, I said he was Henry. I caught on quick, don't you think?
Well, stay caught on. We'll go to the chair. Both of us.
Don't you worry, darling. This is one time we've not only fooled the police, we've made a fool out of Boston Blackie.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Harmonica playing Henry Peterson is shot by his girlfriend, Sally Rogers. Wounded, he goes to the home of racketeer Bill Foster, Sally's ex-fiancé, and after telling Bill who shot him, dies. Sally, who saw Henry go to Bill's, comes to Blackie to complain that Henry is missing. Blackie and Inspector Faraday then pick up Bill and are about to charge him with the murder of Henry Peterson when, apparently, Henry Peterson appears very much alive. Sally identifies him as her missing boyfriend, so Faraday releases Bill Foster and the case is closed. As we return to our story, Blackie, convinced that the real Henry is dead, questioned one of Sally's neighbors.
Mrs. Stone, Sally Rogers had a visitor last night. I wonder if
Oh, yes, she did. I heard him playing the harmonica all evening. Walls are thin, you know. Well, I just loved the way he played the William Tell Overture. I've never heard it played like that. It was simply wonderful.
Well, that's... Yes, that's fine, Mrs. Stone. But did you see him?
Oh, goodness gracious. No, no, indeed, I didn't. He was still playing the harmonica at 10 o'clock. I was fast asleep in bed.
Well,
and besides, I'm not interested in what my neighbor's friends look like. I mind my own business.
Yes, of course.
No, indeed, I'm not. And there's no use in asking anyone else in the building because no one saw him come in or go out.
Oh, you asked around?
Well, maybe I was a little curious. He played the William Tell Overture so beautifully.
I don't doubt it. Wonder why he played the William Tell Overture when the funeral march would have been so much more appropriate.
Yeah, Clarence, I'm going to will you this house of mine for what you've done for me.
Oh, there was nothing to it, Bill. Anybody could have done it with nobody knowing what poor Peterson looked like.
Well, it was the way you played that harmonica that convinced Faraday, though, Clarence.
Yeah, three legends.
Lucky you thought to take it along, huh?
I had an idea, Sal. Might tell somebody you played the thing. It's a lucky thing they didn't ask me to play anything complicated. I'm not that good.
Well, you were good enough to cover up for me, Clarence, and thanks a lot.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Say, Bill, what did you do with Henry's body?
Fed it to the fish. What do you think I would... That's not one of the boys at the door, Bill. You want me to die?
No. Just sit still.
Come in.
Hello, Bill.
Blackie. Come in.
Thanks, Bill. I was in the neighborhood. Oh. I didn't know you and Henry were such good friends.
Yeah, we get along. Now.
Funny. I thought you two were rivals for the same girl.
Oh, that's all past. We both decided she'll do better back in circulation.
Mean you're both in on Henry Peterson's murder?
What murder? I'm Henry Peterson.
So you keep telling everybody.
But I told you
Blackie, that... Blackie, what's with you wasting time on the murder of a guy who ain't dead?
I'm still not sure he isn't, despite Miss Rogers' identification. She could have come to me for help and then been scared into helping you by you.
Look, the police told the whole story.
I'm not the police, Henry, or whoever you are. Look, you have your harmonica with you?
Why, sure. I never go anywhere without it. I never know when I might get an audition and land a job, you know?
Well, how about auditioning for me right now?
Well, sure. How about this?
Wait a minute. I'll pick the tune.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Let's hear the William Tell Overture.
Yes. William Tell Overture?
Yes.
Oh, you don't want to hear that?
You mean you don't want to play it?
Well, no, I don't like it. Exactly, that's right.
You mean you can't play it?
So what if he can't? Musician doesn't know everything that was ever written.
That's right, Bill.
That's right, yes. But if Henry doesn't know it now, he has an awfully short memory because he played it for Sally Rogers last night.
What? How do you know?
A neighbor with big ears heard him play it.
Oh, yeah?
Now play a little of it for me, Henry, or I'll get big ideas.
Okay. Go on, play it for him, Henry.
Sure.
That's not very good, Henry, and you're not Henry!
Okay, come here, give me your door there, I'll show you.
Yep.
And here's one for you, Blackie.
You walked into that one, Blackie. So looks like I'm the one that'll walk out of here.
You're not Henry Peterson, huh?
Ah, you fellas.
Well, don't just sit and stare at me. Say something.
Maybe his jaw is still sore from the poke I gave him, Faraday.
Yeah, your eye looks plenty sore from the poke you took. Forced to do that?
Yes, and it's going to be one of the last things he ever did. I'll have him here in your office an hour after I leave here.
One at a time, Blackie. Let's hear a few words from you, whatever your name is, one at a time. What's your name?
Clarence Brown.
Why did you say you were Henry Peterson?
Bill hired me to say it. It's a gag.
He hired you to say it because the real Henry Peterson is dead and you know it.
I don't know nothing about that. I just did what Bill paid me to do and I didn't ask any questions.
Well, I'm going to ask you one. Where's Foster now?
I don't know.
Don't waste time asking him, Faraday. I said I'd find Foster and I will. But I'm going to find our man by finding a woman first.
All right. All right now. Quiet. You men are supposed to be detectives. Okay, bring in a killer. And do it fast. I want a guy named Bill Foster brought in here. I want him here tonight.
But, Inspector...
I don't want to hear any buts. No buts. All you guys have a description of Foster? You know what he looks like from that picture we had made up. Now get him. And get him before Boston Blackie does. You either live up to your jobs as detectives, or if Blackie gets Foster first, you'll never live that down.
Why it is, Mary, but sometimes the simplest lock is the toughest to pick.
That's because your heart isn't in your work. If the lock isn't complicated, Blackie, you just don't get a kick out of it.
Well, I'm going to get a lead to the real Henry Peterson and to Bill Foster's whereabouts out of this lock if I can pick my way into Sally Rogers' apartment. Oh, there. That did it.
Open, Sally.
Yeah. Well, we're in.
Oh, what are we in for? A long search for nothing?
Well, maybe, Mary. But close the door, and let's get to work just the same.
I don't see what it'll prove if you do find a clue to Peterson here in Miss Rogers' room. She admits he was here.
Mary, we don't know what the real Henry Peterson looks like. And I have a hunch a body is going to turn up unidentified very shortly. But that's not as important as finding a lead to Foster. That's what I really want.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what was spilled on the rug over here.
Hmm? Where?
Here. This whole end of the rug near the door. Something was either spilled on it or Miss Rogers got tired of trying to clean the entire thing.
That whole end of the rug has just been cleaned, Mary.
Yep. In fact, it's still a little damp from the cleaning fluid.
Well, whatever was spilled on it, it certainly made a big stain.
Mary, I think the stain on this rug is going to put Henry Peterson's killer in a spot. Faraday, I've got great news for you.
Yeah, I got better news for me. I'm having you thrown out of here right now.
Oh, no, I... Well, look who's here.
Well, again, Blackie.
What'd you do, Foster? Give yourself up?
Sure, right after two of Faraday's men grabbed me at the airport. Just going on a business trip.
Sure. You deny you killed Peterson. You deny you slugged Blackie, too?
No, I did that. He got tough in my apartment, and I clipped him. Now, don't tell me you're sore about that.
If he isn't, I am.
Blackie, Foster admits he hired Clarence Brown to pose as Henry Peterson. But he won't say he killed anyone.
I have a reason for that, Faraday. A very simple reason. I didn't kill anyone.
No? I'll make you admit it before I'm through with you.
If you do, you'll be lying, Faraday. You see,
he'll be lying flat on his back. Come in.
Hello, Inspector Faraday.
Now get out of here, Miss Wesley. I have enough trouble with Blackie.
But Blackie said for me to come here. And he asked me to bring Miss Rogers along with me. You remember Miss Rogers, don't you?
Yeah. Now, both of you get out of here.
Faraday, better do some listening, some fast listening. And Miss Rogers, you agreed to come here with Miss Wesley?
Of course. She told me I was to hear a confession in the Henry Peterson murder case.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand what she meant, in as much as Henry is alive, but I came just in case.
Peterson isn't alive, and nobody knows that better than you.
You mean Bill Foster finally got to him?
I imagine the real Peterson finally got to Foster, but... I'm ahead of my story. You identified a phony as Henry Peterson, Miss Rogers. Why?
Foster made me do it. He threatened me.
Why, that's a lie.
What do you
it
mean?
It is a lie.
It probably isn't, but it's beside the point. You identified an imposter as Peterson because you thought our investigation would stop right there. You wanted that. Because you killed Henry Peterson.
Are you kidding?
Oh, wait a minute, Blackie. You can't accuse
me. Can I? Faraday, there's a spot on the rug in Miss Rogers' apartment, a big spot. She tried to clean it up, but it didn't work. Your laboratory man will prove it's blood. What they don't know is that it's the real Henry Peterson's blood.
They don't... Better say that slower.
Better listen faster.
No.
Faraday, Miss Rogers shot Peterson. He staggered out of her place and made it to Foster's apartment. There's a recently cleaned stain on his rug, too. I know, I just came from there.
All right. You have the story, Blackie, but you got it backwards. Foster killed him, and he managed to get to my place.
What?
I got scared and...
You lying little rat.
Take him away from me!
Hold it, Foster, hold it. I know she's lying. Her next-door neighbor, a woman with very good ears, was a big help to me. She not only heard a harmonica playing the William Tell Overture, but about 20 minutes later, she heard what she thought was a backfire the night we know Peterson was killed. That was Miss Rogers' gun going off. Peterson did get to your house, didn't he, Foster?
Sure, and he died there. You could see the spot I was in. He came to tell me it was Sal that killed him, and then he died. I had to get rid of the body. The cops would have built a foolproof case against me. Even had the murder gun with him.
And he told you that Miss Rogers shot him?
Yeah, that's right.
He's telling the truth, Faraday. You can grab Sally Rogers.
Nobody's going to get me for anything. Where I'm going alone.
Grab him, Maggie.
I've got it. I've got it. Quiet down, Miss Rogers. Quiet down. Right now, Faraday will take you off my hands because you're going into the arms of the law.
Blackie, do you have to play that harmonica?
Uh-huh.
Do you have to play it that badly?
Apparently.
Blackie, that's the last tune that poor Henry Peterson played, and look what happened to him. And he played it right.
Oh, I don't know about that. He ended up on a sour note, too, in the river. Faraday found his body just a little while ago.
Oh, I've got to learn to play this thing, Mary.
Why?
Well, a harmonica solved this case.
Well, you'll never be able to solve a harmonica.
That's a heck of a note, isn't it?
Oh, so's that.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. Prime thing for me is the guys playing the harmonica reminded me of my grandfather, who was also a harmonica player. It was kind of hard to understand why he, after he was shot, stumbled over to the ex-fiancé's house to die. What was he trying to accomplish? Or did he just decide, you know, if I stumble over here, I'll get involved in a mystery? And I've always wanted to be involved in a mystery, if only posthumously. So I guess there's that. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. Bill writes, "Hi, Adam. I was just wondering if the actor who played the killer was the same actor who played Shorty. They sounded similar. On this show, I generally don't speculate on voices. And this, of course, was in the episode 2538, the Joe Nelson murder. Unless I'm pretty sure, I generally won't even take a guess. I'll take up the challenge to debunk Blackie using a razor blade to cut the ropes. If the ropes were thin, then it might be possible. Otherwise, it's unlikely. What seems more likely is that Blackie wasn't unconscious for as long as the killers thought and worked the ropes loose before being thrown in the water. He then used the razor blades to cut himself out of the bag." That definitely would make more sense, Bill. And thanks for the comment. All right, that'll do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then next Tuesday, we will be revisiting Manhunt. And then next Thursday, we'll be back for another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.